sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. And today is Friday, April 21st, 2022, 2023. It is about, just before 9 a.m., 5 minutes till 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 5:55 a.m. Pacific Time and about, 5 minutes till 3 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show we discuss sports investing through sports wagering and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org and hopefully they can get you on a path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. Not from yesterday, though. 1-2 yesterday. And I tell you, that was our first losing day since the baseball season, since the Major League Baseball season started. That was our first losing day. I mean, we had some losses, but that was our first losing day. You know, remember, we invest in the picks singly. You know, if you want to do a parlay or a round robin, that's fine, but I always take the singles. That way you'll make some money back. And, you know, you won't be a total loss. And, we went 1-2 yesterday. The two we lost, we had the Yankees in that game going under 9 runs, and the Yankees scored 9 themselves. Final score was 9-3. Yankees in the Los Angeles Angels. And we had Philly winning minus 1.5, and they lost outright. They got booked 5-0 by Colorado on a getaway day. In the game we won, we had the Mets on the money line, and they smoked San Francisco. But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. I've got 3 today. Got some hockey action in there as well today. Got some hockey again. I got a baseball game, and I got a baseball prop, right? Let's start with the NHL, where the Boston Bruins are going to the Florida Panthers. And as you know, that series is 1-1. Boston had that miraculous season this year, but they lost their first game in the playoffs to the Florida Panthers. And, you know, even though the series is tied 1-1, you know, Boston, I think they'll come in with a little anger and fix that tonight and, you know, go back up 2-1. Or at least they need to. It's going to be they're on the verge of having a wasted season. Nothing worse than a wasted season. You know, remember Seattle Mariners won all them games a couple of years ago and then lost and, like, didn't even make the World Series. I forgot what round of the playoffs they lost. But, yeah, you don't want to do that. You know, and I think Pastrnak, Marchand, and Patty B, Patrice Bergeron, you know, I think they're going to fix that. You know, but Boston, yeah, their goalie kind of let them down. I think he's going to fix it this game. And we're going to take Boston on the money line at minus 156. Okay, Boston money line, minus 156. Now, here's our baseball game for today. It is the Detroit Tigers, and they're going to Baltimore to take on the Orioles. Okay. Michael Lorenzen Michael Lorenzen of Detroit doing battle against Tyler Wells of Baltimore. Okay, as you know, that Boston game, it's a night game. 7 hours start, 7 o'clock, 7:30, somewhere around there. This Baltimore game starts at 7:05, first pitch. Okay? Michael Lorenzen is he doesn't have a win this year. I think he's 0-1, 13.5 ERA. Okay? 13.5 ERA. Okay, 2.5 whip. Okay, we don't know if he's a major league pitcher yet. Okay, for Lorenzen. And he's going against Tyler Wells from Baltimore, who's 0-1 with a 3.86 ERA, 0.73 whip. Okay, Tyler Wells is a major league pitcher. Detroit just struggling right now for the past few years. So that's why we're going to go ahead and take the Orioles on the spread, -1.5 for -137. We're taking the Orioles, -1.5 for -137. Okay, then the last game, 7:05 start. American League East foes doing battle. The Toronto Blue Jays at the New York Yankees. Okay, this one's the prop we're going to take. We're going to take Bo Bichette Bo Bichette of the Toronto Blue Jays to get over 1.5 total bases. Okay, reason I like that is because he has a .375 batting average against Yankee starter Domingo Herman, and that includes 2 home runs and 8 at bats. All right, so we're gonna take Bo Bichette for 1.5 total bases today. All right, against the Yankees. So let's recap. Okay, NHL action, 7 o'clock hour, 7 p.m. Eastern, all times Eastern, on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Okay, we've got the Boston Bruins on the money line at -156 odds, okay? Second game, 7 o'clock hour, 7:05 Eastern. First pitch, we're taking the Baltimore Orioles, -1.5 runs over the Detroit Tigers. And then the last game, we've got the Toronto Blue Jays at the New York Yankees, 7:05 Eastern start. We're gonna take the Blue Jays' Bo Bichette to get over 1.5 total bases. Okay, Blue Jays starter is Yusei Kikuchi. Although that doesn't matter for our game, but just so you know. Okay, so we're gonna take the Bo Bichette over 1.5 total bases. All right. So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto. If there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already, Mike. Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. And the YouTube channel, please like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments. But most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show. Just did an interview yesterday. It's up and running. High school phenom. He's going to be going to North Dakota State University. 6'4 right-hander, Kamu Freeman. And, you know, that's if he doesn't get drafted in July. All right? So, you might want to check that interview as well. But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. And we're going, hey, you know what? I haven't said it in a while. We're going to have a EFP day today. Every fucking pick. Hashtag EFP, folks. All right? That's the hashtag on Twitter. All right? So there you have it. Let's be well and good luck. Peace.